From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. The elephant's not in the room at Monday night's final presidential debate, Hugo Chavez and the Castro brothers. President Obama and Mitt Romney barely touched on our own hemisphere, sticking mostly to the Middle East and China in a debate that may be most remembered for what wasn't discussed. And here to discuss what wasn't is Miami Herald World editor John Yearwood, who watched it with a panel of journalists and hosts his own online show at MiamiHerald.com. So, John, what did everybody think?
Well, one of the things that we were waiting for, Phil, is for a discussion of Latin America. And we waited and waited and waited. And as you know, it never came. In fact, the debate started somewhat optimistically because Bob Schieffer talked about the missile crisis. And we said, oh, great. It seems like we're starting right away with Latin America, and then sort of went downhill from there.
What did you and the panel think was the most glaring omission of the debate when it comes to Latin America?
The problem that many of us felt is that the debate was being held right up the street. It was practically being held in Latin America. And there was no discussion of where the debate was taking place in terms of, you know, place. When you talk about Latin America and you talk about South Florida, they seem very much connected. And what a lot of our panelists felt was that it would have been fine if there wasn't anything happening in Latin America, but there's so much going on there.
Yeah, former Congressman Robert Wexler, who's now with a Washington-based think tank, Center for Middle East Peace, said, well, that's because most of the activity is in the Middle East and is revolving around China. Do you just think there's a lack of general knowledge that there is a lot to talk about in Latin America?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's put it this way. There is a lot to talk about in Latin America, and you're probably right. Perhaps not very many people know that. The fact that we live here all the time and we're living it, it is in our face all the time, and we certainly have to pay attention. But even if you're not from the region, I mean, the conversation, I was in Connecticut last week, and people up there were talking about the whole Castro story. I mean, what's the deal with Fidel Castro? I mean, that was big news. I mean, not too long ago, you had the election of in Venezuela of Hugo Chavez, which was huge deal, front page story in the New York Times and other papers around the country. So clearly, there are stories there of immense interest. I haven't even mentioned trade.
And we're almost 3 years after what was the worst hemispheric humanitarian crisis in our lifetime, the earthquake in Haiti of 2010. Not a single mention of the word Haiti during this debate.
And that's ironic, Phil, because on the very same day that the president and Governor Romney were debating, the president had dispatched the Secretary of State to Haiti to talk about jobs and to inaugurate this massive industrial park. And she made it clear that Haiti is in America's interests. And you would think that with that much happening in Haiti, not only was the Secretary of State there, but her husband, former President Clinton, was also there inaugurating this massive development. And you would think that with the president being here and not very far away, he would point to Haiti to some extent of something that seems to be working for the administration.
Miami Herald World Editor John Yearwood. John, always good to catch up with you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Phil. Pleasure.
And for more on what wasn't discussed at the debate when it comes to Latin America and the Caribbean, log on to MiamiHerald.com/world and click on the World Desk program, which John hosts. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.